This is Arsene Wenger. Welcome to FIFA Training Center.
You're listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Training Center podcast. Throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, we've been taking you inside the game with the technical study group, analyzing every match in Qatar. We've now reached the penultimate game of the competition, and Croatia has beaten Morocco to secure their third place victory. Let's head back to the car and hear our experts break down the game.
Welcome back to FIFA Insight Live. We have just witnessed the match for third place with Croatia beating Morocco 2-1. Joining me in the car is Farid Mondragon, Alberto Zaccheroni, Jurgen Klinsmann, Elliot Stornell and myself, Chris Loxton. Croatia, I think, deserved winners there. Alberto, you were focusing on Croatia tonight. Talk us through what you saw.
Both teams basically... It was a good fight. It was very, very competitive. And you could see that both teams are in a flow now throughout the tournament. Now they're in a good state of mind. Croatia showed that they have high kind of individual quality. They were staying very compact, very well organized, and try to control the game. In his opinion, with the discipline the way they played it, he thought they were the better team. Sometimes in the defensive shape or in moments where they had to defend, they were a bit high up the field, so because they tried to pressure a little bit higher up the field, so they left spaces behind for the Morocco team and got here and there a little bit in problems. So in going forward in an offensive part for Croatia, obviously there are two players that we saw very little from in the entire tournament, with Orsic and with Maier, and they gave it a little bit of a different element to it. What interesting was for him to see was Maier coming off and from the side, cutting into the middle, and then trying to get some confusion there at the Moroccan team because of his rotation, his way to change positions. And he created some opportunities and some chances, you know, with his crosses, but also when he cut inside, he was a type of a danger then finishing things off. Also things that part of the win for Croatia was that mostly the second balls went in favour of Croatia.
Brilliant. And Elliot, you were looking at some of the defensive line breaks for Croatia as well.
Yeah, so throughout the tournament, Croatia have been averaging 8.7 defensive line breaks a game. In this game, they made 16 defensive line breaks. Just on an individual level, we had Perisic playing at left back this game, who made 4 defensive line breaks in total, 3 of those in the first half. And we've seen throughout the tournament that Croatia tend to favour the left-hand side for final third entries. Of the 40 final third entries they made today, they made 20 down the left. And we've touched on Orsic today and how well he played. He had 24 receptions between the midfield and defensive line, which was the most of any player during the game.
Yeah, that's great. So, I mean, Croatia runners-up in 2018 here. Same coach, a lot of the similar squad, a few changes, of course, but Mandzukic, the striker in 2018, now sat on the bench as an assistant coach. But unbelievable performance from a small country once again. Jurgen, Morocco, first time ever African team in the semi-finals of the World Cup. Talk me through their performance tonight.
Well, we saw, as Alberto said, you know, it was very competitive. It was very... Yeah, there was a lot of energy in this game because both teams wanted badly to finish third in this World Cup, which gives also a lot of value to this third place match. Morocco, you could see that they settled in this tournament, that they grew throughout the tournament, obviously by getting into the Final Four. It's a huge, huge, huge achievement. They're the first ever African nation to do that. And they were carried by their energy, by their emotions, and especially also by their fans. Wonderful support for the Moroccan team throughout the tournament, but also well deserved because they play a technical high level game. You know, they're very organized, they're very compact. I think here and there they kind of got to their limits against obviously a very experienced Croatian team. And what we saw throughout the tournament in terms of bit their weaknesses, they get to the close to the 18-yard box, but then they're lacking the final pass, they're lacking the final element. Or if they actually create a chance, which maybe in the second half we saw kind of two opportunities for Enes Nesyri, then they don't put them in. You know, so you're not getting many chances in a World Cup game. So you got to make sure when you get one or at least two, then put one in. And this is the problem of the Moroccan team. But amazing achievement, fantastic performance throughout the entire tournament. You know, they're carried by Ziyech up front. They're carried by Nesyri. Then obviously Hakimi. When the combination of Hakimi and Ziyech goes in there, it's fun to watch, and with a very good goalkeeper in the back with Bono, so you gotta give them lots of compliments. I think, you know, obviously when they come back now to Morocco, they will get, you know, thousands of fans waiting for them at the airport. Give them a real compliment. But I think, as Alberto said, Croatia deserved to win this game.
Yeah, a very proud team and a very proud nation, I'm sure. Farid, we've seen a few well-worked free kicks, certainly the one of Netherlands, taking them into extra time. But there was another nicely worked free kick tonight with Perisic peeling off, managing to head the ball while spinning back across goal, and Gvardiol with a fantastic diving header. Not much Bono could do on that one, but talk us through what you saw from the keepers tonight.
Yeah, that was a fantastic setup. I think not only the movements of distraction, but the conclusion of the action with an enormous pace in this header that led Bono, even though he tried and stretched in a very good way, he left him with no chance at all. Definitely ups and downs is normal when this level of the tournament has given you a lot of stress. You are very tired in the physical part, and it's normal that you get a little bit down in the concentration. I think Bono in the second goal, even though it's a fantastic goal, normally what we have seen from him, I think he missed a half of a step more with his left leg to give him some power, and then to have all this force from his right hand to get the ball. And from Livakovic, I think in the first goal, after the deflection, he has definitely to come and get the cross. He was a little bit late. He made a couple of steps behind. He was too deep in the goal, and then when he wanted to come out, he didn't have the time. But in the second half, he made a very good one against one, and I think what he was showed us in this World Cup is that this is one particular situation that he's very strong at, the one versus one, spreading all his body, making the X block, and with the fast movement, not giving the striker any chance. Both goalkeepers have made a fantastic World Cup. I say it, I repeat it again. I think for Croatia and for Morocco, Livakovic and Bono have been determined to be at this phase. A huge compliment for both, because I think they made a fantastic World Cup for the national team and for themselves.
Yeah, and interesting, the first goal of each team coming from a free kick tonight. And we presented earlier at the media briefing today that actually at the same stage, the number of indirect free kicks in this tournament is down 14 from 2018 World Cup. So interesting that two of the goals came from the free kick. Look, we are on our way back to the hotel. Everybody needs to get a good night's sleep, because tomorrow is the big one. Tomorrow is the final, with Argentina facing France. France, obviously, reigning World Cup winners. Argentina not winning the World Cup since 1986. It's going to be in the beautiful Lusail Stadium with nearly 90,000. Argentina are going to have a huge support, as we've seen here in the streets and around Qatar. So many Argentina fans. So we are all very excited. We're all looking forward to it. And we will be back for our final podcast of the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 tomorrow.
You've been listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Highway 61 production for FIFA Training Center. For more information and insights throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, visit fifatrainingcenter.com.